This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. U.S. troops have been deployed to several Arabic-speaking countries in recent years, yet few know the language. Soldiers learn some key phrases when they deploy, but many still depend on interpreters. That's why the U.S. Army is now helping more soldiers become fluent before they deploy. Susanna Capiluto of Georgia Public Broadcasting visited cadets who are studying what's known in the military as strategic language.
Make sure that it's
21-year-old Brock Bjornsson moves his finger from right to left as he deciphers the sounds of the letters he's been learning for 2 months now.
You know, matari, you skipped a word.
There's three vowels in Arabic, but most of the vowels come from these diacritic marks, which change everything. Every letter sounds different according to what diacritic is on it. Overall, it's a very difficult language, but You do it shway shway, a little bit at a time.
Bjornsson is actually spending a lot of time learning Arabic. The cadet is one of 14 students learning intensive Arabic at North Georgia College and State University in the mountain town of Dahlonega. The liberal arts school also houses one of six senior military colleges in the country. Bjornsson came here from Florida with fellow cadet Max Buchanan McGrath.
The only classes that we have are Arabic and military science.
We usually put in about 8 hours of Arabic a day. Then during the week we have special things like an Arabic table where we speak about the culture or we watch Arabic movies and we try to make sense of what we're seeing. And just total immersion is the key to this whole entire program.
In 1 year, the two cadets will go through 4 years of college Arabic. Their teacher, Dr. Abdeslam El Fari, says they're already entering the intermediate level.
Most of my students are doing very good. And if they keep doing the same thing, after another year, they will be very good in Arabic. The objective is not only to be able to read and to write, but we go further than that. You can listen to the news and analyze speeches and read like references and everything.
The small college commissions about 75 officers into the U.S. Army every year. That's why it got a $1.2 million contract from the Department of Defense to beef up the teaching of Arabic and other languages considered strategic, says Chris Jesperson, the dean of the school.
The Army decides based upon what they anticipate will be the nature of U.S. interests in the near to mid-range future, let's say 5 to 20 years.
Besides Arabic, North Georgia also teaches intensive Chinese and has classes in Korean and Russian. Cadets are highly encouraged to become fluent in at least one of them, says Colonel Michael Pyatt, who teaches military science here.
We're trying to develop what are called global officers that have a global perspective, being able to speak a foreign language and feel comfortable in working with foreign militaries and foreign cultures.
Cadet Buchanan McGrath says language is becoming a new weapon in the Army's arsenal.
You know, it's more about diplomacy and whatnot. It seems like struggles really aren't won nowadays, with the sword, and rather just with the tongue.
Buchanan McGrath will get a chance to test his new language skills next summer. That's when he will deploy to Kuwait. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capiluto in Atlanta.